From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. As President Obama enters his second term, he has large holes to fill in his cabinet. The president announced last week his choice for Secretary of State, an uncontroversial one, Senator John Kerry. We'll hear more about that in a few minutes. First, former Nebraska Senator Chuck Hagel is said to be on the short list to be the next Secretary of Defense. Hagel is a blunt-spoken Republican who favors cuts in military spending. He's a Vietnam veteran, wary of long overseas entanglements. And even the possibility of his nomination has stirred up opposition from members of his own party. NPR's Tom Bowman has this profile.
January 2007. Democrats on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee were fighting President Bush's plan to send more troops to Iraq. Senator Chuck Hagel was the only Republican to join them, and he blasted those who refused to take a stand.
Why are you elected? If you wanted a safe job, go sell shoes. This is a tough business. But is it any tougher, us having to take a tough vote, express ourselves, and have the courage to step up, than what we're asking our young men and women to do? I don't think so.
Hagel knew better than most what America was asking of its young men and women. 40 years earlier, he'd fought in Vietnam with his brother Tom. They served in the same unit. On a patrol one morning in 1968, Chuck was hit by shrapnel in the chest, and Tom rushed to help him. A month later, Chuck saved Tom, pulling him from a burning vehicle. Between them, the two brothers earned 5 Purple Hearts. Hagel sat down with NPR last May and recalled that year in Vietnam, 1968.
That was the year we sent back more than 16,000 young Americans dead. But I think of those special quiet heroes who served, who came back and never expected anything in return for their service except maybe a little respect.
Hagel came back still a supporter of the Vietnam War, but over time he learned how President Johnson was privately calling the war unwinnable.
He investigated some of the tapes, Lyndon Johnson tapes, you know, and what had been said and done behind the scenes.
Charlene Behrens wrote a biography of Hagel and teaches at the University of Nebraska.
And that really began to make him question the validity of the war and make him much more skeptical, if not cynical, about the way it was prosecuted.
Hagel brought that skepticism to the Senate and to debates about Iraq and Afghanistan. The question now is how Hagel's Vietnam experience might shape his advice to the president if he's chosen to lead the Pentagon. Even the rumor that Hagel might be nominated inspired a campaign to block him. Republicans and supporters of Israel accuse him of being anti-Israel and soft on Iran. Hagel, as a senator, voted against sanctions on Iran, though now he says sanctions should be ratcheted up. Elliot Cohen was an advisor to President George W. Bush.
If you have somebody there who's already made it clear that he does not want to engage in a confrontation with Iran, what kind of negotiating leverage do we have? You want to have, as Secretary of Defense, somebody who's the heavy, somebody who's the guy who looks as if he's perfectly capable of waging war against you and happy to do it. That's just a kind of elementary negotiating tactics.
Hagel's fighting to keep the possibility of his nomination alive. He apologized last week for opposing an openly gay appointee to be an ambassador back in 1998. Gay rights groups criticized him for that stand. And Hagel appears willing for another confrontation over a Pentagon budget he calls bloated. Here's Hagel last year talking with the Financial Times.
I think the Pentagon needs to be pared down. I don't think that our military has really looked at themselves strategically, critically, in a long, long time.
And that comment came after $500 billion in Pentagon cuts. Hagel also says President Obama should have backed a report calling for deeper federal spending cuts.
If the president would have done that, I believe, it would have eliminated all the nonsense.
One of Senator Hagel's favorite words is nonsense.
Again, Charlene Behrens, Hagel's biographer.
Something will come along and he'll say, that's just nonsense.
It's a word many admirals and generals might hear a lot if former Army Sergeant Chuck Hagel arrives at the Pentagon. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.